Hey now, 99.9 WTUZ. It's Friday morning, if you were not aware. Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring waking you up, as we do each and every single weekday. Michelle, you have headlines for us to start things off.
I do.
Do that for us, if you will.
Jacob Stockdale of the locally known Stockdale Family Band turned himself into the Stark County Sheriff's Office yesterday related to a 2017 Beach City double homicide. According to a statement from the Stark prosecuting attorney, he was indicted alleging that he purposely murdered his mother, Catherine, and brother, James, on June 15, 2017, at their home in Beach City. Jacob suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the face, causing him to undergo extensive medical treatment. Jacob will be arraigned in a Stark County court Friday. Rufus Gillespie appeared Thursday in court for his sentencing. However, Judge Edward O'Farrell decided to hold the final sentencing until Monday. The 34-year-old man was pulled over for a traffic stop by New Philadelphia police, fled the scene, causing a 15-block pursuit before Gillespie struck a patrol cruiser and overturned. For more headlines, be sure to find us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
Of course, Michelle, today we have poll questions that are up. It's a kickin' country poll question Friday. But first, happy Friday, my dear.
Happy Friday.
Indeed. You know, rumor has it that Bob Evans will be bringing breakfast items for us today. Can't wait for that 9 o'clock hour.
Whose idea was that?
Well, listen, it came from the mind of Joe Geckler, and let me tell you, it may be the best idea that he has
ever had in his life.
Ever. He goes, hey, I have an idea. Let's feed the morning crew.
He said that?
Sold. No, not necessarily.
Oh.
He knows someone over there. I think he goes to church with someone over there. We used to do this before when it was Shauna and myself and Joe Geckler over there in news.
Oh.
That magnificent trio.
Yeah.
We did Bob Evans breakfast back then every now and again. And
that
Bob Evans, we'd bring him in. We'd talk to him, see what's going on over there, down on the farm, if you will.
Do they deliver?
Hey, what's going on down on the farm? they'll bring it to us. They will. They don't deliver just for anybody, Michelle.
Just us.
But for us, they'll make that
That's
special
exciting.
Delivery.
Exciting.
So yeah, that'll be later on this morning. Hope you brought your appetite.
Sure did.
They'll only be here in 2 hours and 28 minutes, but hey, who's
counting?
Who's counting, really?
You know what's crazy, though? For us, we eat it. You probably eat it like 3. Or what time do you eat in the morning, or don't you eat in the morning?
I normally, when you see me shove a little Debbie snack cake in my face,
it's
normally the first time I eat of the day.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's around 5.
Yes, around then.
No, but like...
I'm due for one here in about 20 minutes.
Right. So I eat my cereal at like 3:30, and by the time 9 o'clock rolls around, that's technically lunch. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
That's so crazy. Anyways.
Yeah, no, my stomach starts rumbling at around that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
9 to 10 hour.
Yeah, I'm going to have to maybe snack a little Debbie snack.
I brought an extra oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, those ones I actually do like.
If you would like one.
Okay.
You normally...
Just to hold me over.
You normally turn my snack cakes down.
Right.
But I always bring extra just in case.
You do.
Normally just for myself.
Right.
But,
absolutely.
No, speaking of lunch and lunchboxes and everything, I heard you mention this. You now may be able to get your whole family Christmas items with this veteran auctioneer auctioning off all these vintage lunchboxes that he has. What's he have, like close to 400 or something lunchboxes?
Yeah, I thought that was really neat.
Vintage lunchboxes. Listen, Michelle, even ones with the Fonz on there, your boy.
Oh,
Henry Winkler, right? That's his name?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Of course, from Happy Days. Not only that, he has ones of the Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, Addams Family, the Munsters, Nancy Drew. I just thought it was interesting you brought that up, because obviously we know your family history in those old TV shows, and now your history. So I was just thinking, hey, if you wanted to, maybe get Pops, a Happy Days Fonz lunch pail. You know, the old-fashioned tin...
Right.
Lunch pails.
Those old school ones.
And this guy has them in mint condition, apparently.
I think that those would be neat to see. I don't think I would want one.
Well, listen, there are going to be some collectors that purchase these. And
right.
For more than $20, I guess bids are starting at $20 each for these things. they'll sell for way more
way
than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, no more brown bagging it. You can get yourself a a Nancy Drew vintage lunchbox. I know.
Nancy Drew.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you remember the Boxcar Children?
Boxcar Children, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's old school as well.
Old school.
Hey, today is kind of a day that's synonymous maybe with country music. I mean, what, in every other song you hear something about beer drinking, right? It's just
every
it's,
other song, literally.
Yeah, no, it's just the way country music has been, I don't know, since like the 50s. But today is National Drink a Beer Day.
Ah. Do you think Jared will let us do that here?
Sure. I've already started, Michelle. Good morning, everybody. But no, hey, today is, of course, a day to celebrate, and how fitting on a Friday. So it's observed annually on September 28th, so it doesn't always land on a Friday. And it's just a day, Michelle, to, I guess, remind us of just how much we all love this hoppy beverage, if you will.
Right.
And to give us, I mean, one more good reason. Because listen, here in the good old U.S. of A., we need any reason we can, whether it's Mardi Gras, or Cinco de Mayo, or whatever.
St. Patrick's Day.
Whatever it may be.
New Year's Eve.
Super Bowl Sunday. New Year's Eve.
You name it.
Hey, it's Friday Eve. Let's get loaded. You know, whatever. We look for reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do.
All right. You want some beer fun facts in honor of National Drink Beer Day?
Before we started, what's your go-to?
It's just, I'm a simpleton.
Are you a Bud Light?
Just give me that, and I'm good. Oh, okay. Michelob Ultra isn't bad. And I think we've talked about this before. I'm not a big, which is actually the first, one of the fun facts I have here. 67% of people say they would actually prefer domestic beer to the imported stuff.
Gotcha.
But what? How's your palate? You'll try anything?
Yeah, I don't like the dark, dark, heavy, like, stouts. I'm not really into that, but I like a Blue Moon, Shandy. I like a Christmas Ale. I can only do one, because if you do more than that, you start seeing things.
Hey,
it's
now.
It's time to go to bed.
Start seeing Santa Claus.
Right.
Is that Kris Kringle?
Have you ever had Christmas Ale?
No.
Great Lakes?
Uh-uh.
You haven't? Oh, literally, that is probably the strongest beer I've ever tasted.
Does it taste like peppermint or something? Or
no, but it has like a Christmassy smell. It's not peppermint. It's more of like a pine, maybe?
Drinking pine needles.
Doesn't that sound so appealing?
It smells like new car scent, all right?
I like pumpkin beers, too. So, I mean, I'm not really picky.
Yeah, no thanks on the pumpkin beer. And I'm with you there, too, on like the dark lagers.
Oh,
and the,
God, no.
Thank
that's
you.
Too much. Like, I don't like Guinness. I can't do those.
Yeah, or Sam Adams and that stuff. No. No thanks.
Sorry.
I'll drink what the founding fathers were drinking, and that is the king, Anheuser-Busch. Okay, here we go. Some fun facts for you.
Yeah.
Get this. Right now, at any given time, close to 1% of the population of the whole world is drunk. So right now.
Really?
Right now, 50 million people are drunk. Right now, as we speak. Close to 1% of the whole population. Michelle, if you find some fun facts about beer, you can hop along and
hop.
Spit some out. Yeah, pun totally intended. The world's longest hangover lasted 4 weeks. Now, come on.
That's probably just a headache or something.
I mean,
or you're just sick.
It was apparently after the Scotsman consumed 60 pints of beer. Don't know, you know, if he did that in a night.
Isn't a hangover worse when you're older?
Yeah, it lasts 2 days for real.
No, it does. Like, if you drink, I feel like as soon as I hit, like, maybe 28 years old, if you drink on a Friday, you're going to be feeling it until at least Sunday night.
The strongest beer in the world has a 67.5% alcohol content.
Ugh.
Nice. One sip and you're
done.
And you're donezo. Slugs like beer, if you didn't know that.
They do?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You ever pour salt on a slug?
No. Can't say I have.
Alrighty.
Why? What happens to them?
Well, I mean...
Do they blow up? Like,
they
expand?
They don't blow up. I don't really know how to explain it. Pretty sure it kills them.
Oh.
But then maybe shrivels them up and everything, and it...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a spider last night, and I wanted to tell you about that.
Well, hold on, everybody. Breaking news.
Well, you know how I hate insects.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in
bed. Did you cover your ears?
Oh, no. I called Chad. He was in the basement, and I said, can you come kill this spider? I mean, I cannot be the only woman that calls their husband and says, hey, will you come kill this for me?
No, listen, I'll be in the kitchen or living room, and my wife will be upstairs, and she'll call me. And I'll say, what do you want? I am downstairs, woman. That is one of the most annoying things.
Sorry. It just gets...
Are you apologizing for all women right now?
I am. I'm apologizing for everyone because, first of all, it looked like it was about ready to spin a web. I saw it start crawling down, like, you know how they crawl down? It looks like they're crawling on this invisible string.
Right, yeah.
So I called Chad. I'm like, I think it's building a web. Hurry up, get up here.
I think it's building a web. Get up here now.
He came up and he's like, well, Charlotte's going to bed. Killed it. And then she's going for a swim.
Oh, little Charlotte.
Anyways, I'm sorry to get off topic.
No. Listen, that's what we do best, Michelle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is get off topic. How apropos is this? It's also Ask a Stupid Question Day. Stupid topics, stupid questions, whatever.
It's, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, same thing, basically. Listen, in honor of Ask a Stupid Question Day, Michelle, that's one of our poll questions that which, by the way, no, hold on, not to cut you off here.
No.
I have a beef. Mark, talking to Mark Zuckerberg. Mark, what is going on with this Facebook app on my iPhone? It is still doing the same thing it did for a whole week. I'll click on
it. Have you tried turning your phone off?
I've done the on and off. I've deleted the Facebook app and re-downloaded it. I even had a Facebook app update. I updated the app. I even had a software update on my phone that I performed a couple
of
days ago.
Mine's doing it too,
and
it's not just you.
Still,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm... And it's only... Now listen, not on my personal page, but if you... Listen, if you have a business or if you have a page that has a bunch of likes and follows, whatever... I don't know if your page is doing the same thing, but it continues. It just scrolls like the first few things I see and continues to.
Yeah.
Nothing. I can't even scroll down and see.
You know what you should do is get the Pages app. There is an actual app for Facebook Pages, like if you're an administrator.
Oh, there is.
That might help.
I was unaware.
Yeah, but Facebook, it is driving me nuts, too.
Do you have them over there? If not,
I do.
Sign it. All right, cool.
Do you want the first
question?
Yeah,
the one about the stupid question.
Only one person has said something, and they said,
fantastic.
Why do I have to work 12 hours today? Lori Williams says that.
Okay.
I'm like, that's a great question. I don't know.
All right.
You signed up for it.
Is she asking me that, or I mean?
Sure. Right. I don't know.
It was basically geared to ask us a question. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Not just ask a stupid
Ask
us anything. We're
We're up
open
for
open books.
Well, not anything.
Well, you got to be a little appropriate. PG here, PG-13. And then the other poll question was: comment below with your favorite one-hit wonder. One-hit wonder day was earlier this week. Lori Williams said, "Tommy Page. I've never heard of that. Have you ever heard of that?"
That's probably an artist, not a song.
Let's Google and see what he...
See, that's what I mean. It got kind of confusing. Because even when I asked you, you said number one was the Macarena. Well, I'm like, okay, well, who's the artist? You know what I mean?
I'll Be Your Everything? I've never heard that song.
There you go. One hit wonder.
Right. Do you have a one hit wonder that you like?
I mean, there's so many. You could probably consider Vanilla Ice some...
Oh, totally.
Ice Ice Baby, a one-hit wonder.
So I looked up the VH1 top 10 one-hit wonders, according to VH1.
Okay.
And Vanilla Ice was like number 8.
It's pretty far down there.
That's what I thought. Some of them I was really surprised about. Like number 2
They need to stop, collaborate, and reevaluate that list right there.
Did you just come up with that just now? what else was, you know, wasn't what the song that wasn't on there was My Sharona. Do you remember that song? I thought that was really, somebody pointed that out to me. They asked, they're like, is My Sharona on the list? I'm like, oh my gosh. I looked at the whole list and it wasn't on there.
Was Who Let the Dogs Out on the list?
Yeah, that's number, I think, 6.
Listen, we're still trying to figure out the answer to that question, to be honest. I mean, we still don't know. We still don't know. Hopefully Baker Mayfield will let the dogs out on Sunday.
Baker Mayfield takes a knee.
Oh, that's a good one.
Count it down, everybody. So. The Browns are winners tonight.
All right. Hey, of course, Hub Poll Questions brought to you by Kickin' Country, just seconds off of 77 there in Bolivar. Michelle, I have to take you one time.
I want to go.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Admit the whole crew, they want to have us out. Seconds off of 77, Kickin' Country. They're in Bolivar. Find more on their website, kickincountry.net. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, they're also available there. Listen, they're line dance lessons every Tuesday and Wednesday. Me, I don't need them. I lived in Texas for 8 years. I know how to two-step and line dance. Michelle may need a little help.
Yes, I will.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Contact them for info, Michelle, or I can just, I'll hook you up with an appointment time. That's Marlene over there who teaches them. Also, don't forget about the beautiful Kickin' Girls serving you. Bar, dance club, live entertainment venue, nightlife, Kickin' Country, and Bolivar. All right, we'll react to more of those poll questions. I want some questions posed to us.
Someone give us some good questions.
So we can have some fun with that. You can also react to those through the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399.
WTUZ.
And of course, thanks to Kickin' Country, we'll take a look at what's new for your weekend. And then after this, what's new there at Kickin' Country in terms of entertainment and everything else. Hey, Loretta Lynn has a new album out today.
Oh.
Wouldn't It Be Great is the name of it. And earlier this week, they said, when I say they, the CMAs, they said they're going to honor her at that Artist of the Year special. She'll get some, like, Lifetime Achievement Award.
I know. That's a really, it was like a really prestigious award.
Yeah. Only a few have been given that from the Country Music Association. Bruce Springsteen, broadcasting from Broadway. New album from him. Kanye West with Yandy. Right? Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
I assume like Gandhi. Because it's spelled like Gandhi, only with a Y.
Right.
I really don't like Kanye West. Or I really don't.
I'm not a big fan.
And then remember we mentioned yesterday, you said little, I say lil, because my street cred is.
I mean, you did live on the streets of Akron.
You're right, I did. The Carter Five from Lil Wayne out
Lil
today.
Wayne.
Next week, Eric Church's new album, Desperate Man, will be released. Then later in October, Jimmy Allen, Morgan Evans. And then remember, the Pistolanis, that female trio led by Miranda Lambert.
Yes.
They had big news. Their new album comes out on November the 2nd. Hey, what's this new movie with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga?
I'm so excited to
see
this.
Is that in theaters today?
I don't know.
Well,
is it?
No, I don't think it is, at least not according to my list that I gather weekly.
Isn't it called A Star Is Born?
Yeah, something like that. But their new single from that movie is out today, Shallow. I guess Bradley Cooper's a good singer.
Is he?
That's what I've seen from these interviews and everything, these press interviews that they've been doing for this movie. Lady Gaga was, like, impressed with Bradley Cooper's vocal ability.
It says that it is released on October 3rd.
Oh, so next week.
This is supposed to be a really big role for Lady Gaga. Everyone keeps saying that this is, like, the movie to watch.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Movies in theaters, though, today, this week, not next week. Night School, which looks hilarious, with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, that looks fun.
Where Kevin Hart goes back to school. A group of troublemakers are forced to attend night school and hope that they'll pass the GED exam to finish high school.
Those two are funny. That'll be good.
Smallfoot out today, voiced by Channing Tatum, James Corden, Zendaya, and also one LeBron James lent his voice to this film as well. He's the voice of a Yeti.
Oh.
You know, the premise of this movie, you know how Yetis are, like, not like Bigfoot. Like, people will say, oh, we've seen Bigfoot, but nobody's really seen Bigfoot.
No one's seen Bigfoot.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Smallfoot is the same thing, only the Yetis think the same thing about humans. They're like, no, humans don't exist. They're not real. It's kind of a cute movie, I guess.
Gotcha.
House with the Clock in Its Walls, number one film from last week, still in theaters. A Simple Favor, The Nun, The Predator, all still there. Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacay. That's out to rent, buy, or stream on demand if you have it. Skyscraper with The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I should say. He has a new film, either in theaters or on DVD, each and every week. I swear to God.
We mentioned him quite a bit.
I swear he does. This film, Gotti, with John Travolta, where actually his wife, John Travolta's real-life wife, plays John Gotti's wife in this film. Is that confusing enough?
A little bit.
All right. And new for you to stream on Netflix, for you Walking Dead fans, I guess season 8 is now available on Netflix. I feel like I know too much about that show to even start watching it. Just through social media and everything else. Also, two Disney movies that new to Netflix. A Wrinkle in Time. That's fairly new, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never heard of that one.
And then Pirates of the Caribbean, or Caribbean, depending on how you pronounce it. The Curse of the Black Pearl. I was always into those Pirates films. But Johnny Depp. Don't necessarily like Johnny Depp as an individual, but
he
knocked those films out of the park.
Oh, yeah. He's probably made millions off of those films.
Hey, listen, X-Men takes me back to my childhood days, like Saturday morning cartoons watching X-Men.
Yeah.
The new trailer for X-Men Dark Phoenix was released yesterday. And then just less than 24 hours, already 7 million people have watched this thing. It's number two on the trending list on YouTube.
Jeez.
Right now. Also trending and what's new, we are going to have to wait a while for this movie, October 2019. But have you seen the picture that Sony Pictures tweeted out yesterday?
No.
Of Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers?
No.
Listen, Tom Hanks can really and truly do absolutely no wrong. Look at him as Mr. Rogers. You looking at it?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
He's incredible, is he not?
Sony Pictures tweeted out, Tom Hanks is Mr. Rogers coming to a neighborhood near you. You get it?
I get it.
In 2019, October.
Oh my gosh. He's awesome. I love Tom Hanks. I don't think there's one Tom Hanks movie that I don't like.
I think I said yesterday, Forrest Gump was on TV I think it was Wednesday night.
Right.
And, I mean, I couldn't help myself. Just one of those things.
So good. You Got Mail. That's probably my fave.
Is he in You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle. I think I get those two confused. I don't think he's in You've Got Mail.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
I promise.
Yeah,
him and
you're
Meg
right.
Ryman.
I think we've been down this road before.
Yeah, we have.
You know why I get You've Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle confused?
Why?
Because in Sleepless in Seattle, it's kind of based on that whole AOL instant messenger thing. And in that movie, it's, you know, you hear that You've Got Mail and the whole throughout the movie.
Right.
Which is
You've Got Mail.
Then when I think of the movie You've Got Mail, I think of Sleepless in Seattle. It's just a vicious cycle of Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan in my mind.
Yes. I would say so.
That's all it is. That's what's new for your weekend, brought to you by Kickin' Country. Hey, by the way, what's new there this weekend at Kickin' Country Patio Party tonight, which Michelle, after one of these Fridays for Big Z Sports at 11, I'll be at your house at 11:07.
Yeah, right.
I'll pick you up, and we'll head up to Bolivar just seconds off of 77. Tony Rio live music tomorrow at Kickin' Country. Get their week lineup for next week. Which, by the way, Monday's October the 1st, if that doesn't blow your mind.
Crazy.
7 p.m. trivia, Monday at Kickin' Country. Taco Tuesdays, $5 burger night on Wednesday, along with free pool and karaoke. Open mic night on Thursday. Hey now, Michelle. Well, open mic night, eh? And then, of course, next weekend at Kickin' Country, Chris Higbee will be back there with live music. KickinCountry.net for more. That's what's new. Of course, entertainment-wise, and what's new at Kickin' Country this weekend. We also have poll questions up, Michelle. Which, okay, guys, let me specify this. When I really came up with Ask Us a Question, I really meant like, Eric, what's your most embarrassing moment? Or Michelle, how'd you meet Chadley? When did you know you fell in love with him? Maybe not something that cheesy, but you get what I'm saying.
Ask us like a personal question. Get to know us a little bit better.
John Snyder, I don't want a question like, did you know Uranus is a gas giant? That's not what I want, John. Or, I'm sorry, read the question, Michelle, first before we get into
it was Ask a Stupid Question Day. Ask us any question. The person with the most creative question wins $25 to Bell Stores Marathon.
Which, at this folks, it may. I'm keeping that Bell Stores Marathon gas card.
That's right.
At this point in time.
Oh my gosh! I was reading the next question. Can I go ahead and say that?
Yeah, text us too. You can text and respond to the poll questions on the Weber Appliance text line.
Right. So the second question is kind of in honor of One Hit Wonder Day, which was earlier this week. So what is your favorite One Hit Wonder? Somebody put John Snyder, Mambo Number 5. I forgot all about that song.
I need a little pop, right?
That's a good one. I forgot about that song. That's one of those songs when you hear it, it's stuck in your head all day.
You know that song, dang it. It goes, okay, here you go. Here you go.
Please.
This one for you. How Bizarre, remember?
Yes!
How
OMC
Bizarre.
Sang that song.
I need to, hold on. I need to write these down.
Ice Ice Baby would be a one-hit wonder, right? Because I don't think Vanilla Ice had any other songs. You know, Mickey.
You mean Rob Van Winkle?
Yeah. You know that song, Mickey, by Tony Basil?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fun. You're so... That's so annoying, that song, but it's so catchy.
That's I'm sure every cheerleading squad at least uses that once. Or did you use that when you were a state champion dancer?
No, we didn't use that song.
Don't lie
thanks.
To me.
We did not. I'm looking at the list right here, the top 100 number one hit wonders.
Okay.
Do you remember?
The top, what is it, the top 10?
Well, I'm looking at the top 100.
Give us all 100 right now. Ready?
Stop.
From 100 to 1, Michelle. No.
Number 23, do you remember Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping?
Yes, it went, I have it in my head, but I can't.
I can't think of the words, but I can think of the way that the melody is.
Right.
Because the words were a little strange.
That was 7th grade dance days, for sure, back
for
in the day.
For sure. I want to know what number 100 was. Oh, no. Number 100 is Kung Fu Fighting.
Listen, I have a statement. Certainly not everyone was Kung Fu Fighting.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Come on.
I mean...
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
That's a debatable question.
I highly doubt it. I have never Kung Fu fought in my life.
Do you remember Whoop, There It Is? That's 97. I love that song. I think that song's so good. How's that a one-hit wonder? We need those people to come back.
Connie with the question, why can I hear you on the radio but not see you? Well,
aww.
Connie, there's... You can always go to our Facebook page if you want. Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring, we're available for you.
Right.
We love our
Maybe
stalkers.
Maybe we'll take a selfie and we'll post it for you.
There you go.
That way you can see us.
All right. Those, of course, thanks again to Kickin' Country. What's new? And poll questions on a Friday. Get creative, folks. If you want $25 to Bell Stores, ask us that question. Also, I'm still searching for a winner on the text line for our Clayland Lions Day Rose Day giveaway, which I will
There's
find.
There's a lot of entries for that.
I know. Which, I mean...
A competition.
That's the tough part, really, the text line, because, I mean, how do you pick someone?
I know.
Yeah, I just eeny, meeny, miny, mow it up, and then... Find somebody. You finding that fly over there?
Did you see that?
It's been around here for about 36 hours. That rogue fly. We might as well name him.
I was trying to make it discreet so you didn't see me swatting at
we
it.
Might as well name it. All right, Michelle, deuces.
Yes, deuces. Peace out.
We'll talk to you later. And also on our website, if you missed anything from this morning, podcast section, where Michelle and myself discussed these polls, which we'll do again. We took a look at what's new for your weekend and all that.
Yes.
It's an audio archive, a vault of all things Z Country, if you will. First, Michelle, before the polls, it's getting to be that time of year where we're going to see Halloween displays and decorations out and about.
Mm-hmm.
And seemingly every year, somebody gets duped by a Halloween decoration and they feel the need to call 911. Well, that's the case here in West Fargo, North Dakota.
Where
that's right, a Halloween decoration hanging in the window of a North Dakota home. It was so scary. Prompted calls from concerned neighbors. Now, there was a sign that read, "Help me," which appeared to be written in blood. And folks who were walking their dogs or their children or driving by took it literally.
Seriously.
Yeah, decided to call authorities, and then you know what happens after that. Can you imagine just getting a knock on your door? "Sir, do you have somebody in there and needs any help? I mean, what's on your window here?" "Oh, yeah, it's Halloween."
Did you ever
Only a month away.
Did you ever hear of that situation? I think it was in Mansfield, or maybe it was a little bit more north, but
yeah,
there was
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
The guy
that pulled the prank, and he pretended, it looked like he killed his wife. You know what I'm talking about?
Didn't he have like a fake body underneath the garage door or something?
No, it was in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
It was where she was laying in the bathroom, and he put ketchup all over her.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I remember
And it was all over the bathroom walls. Like, it literally looked like a murder scene.
I've never had my wife dipped in ketchup before, to be honest. But go ahead.
But she like went along with it. And they ended up having charges filed against them because he took pictures and sent them to his family and said, "Oh my gosh, I just did this. I was drunk and blah, 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 blah." And like the family
okay,
was
okay, now
like,
that's a prank gone
right,
too
way
far.
Wrong. Way wrong.
You can't send a picture of your
bad.
Children's mother to them and saying, "Oh, I accidentally killed your mom. Here she is." Oh, just kidding. It was all.
I want to say it was Mansfield or Ashland, maybe. I'm not sure. But it was in a smaller.
What they charged the dude with? Like inducing some sort of panic? Yeah.
Yeah. Bad call. Oh, people are crazy.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, don't do that. That's my advice.
What we do want you to do, though, is get down on our poll questions. It's a Kick and Country poll question Friday. The first one had to do with one-hit wonders. Earlier this week, it was one-hit wonder day.
Yes.
And in lieu of that, we wanted to hear from you. What are some of your favorite one-hit wonders? Didn't you on your Instagram count down the top five? What did you list as the top five on there?
Well, the top five. I did this according to VH1.
All right, what did they have as their top five? Let me hear.
The number five was Mickey. You know that Tony Basil song? And then I gotta remember. Number four was, I think, "I'm Too Sexy" by Dead Said Fred.
Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Yes, or Right Said Fred. I'm sorry. Yeah, "I'm Too Sexy." Number three was "Come On Eileen" by the Dexy Midnight Riders.
Right.
Do you remember that song?
Right. It's funny when, because the question's kind of tough. One hit wonder, because they're listing them VH1 song first, then artist.
Right.
Which, if you were to bring up some of these artists, nobody would have any idea.
Any
but
idea.
Then you say song, you're like, oh.
Oh, I know that song. Number two was "Tainted Love" by Soft Cell, which
I've
never heard of them before. I know the song, but I don't know.
That's why all these are just one-hit wonders, yeah.
And then number one
The number one one-hit wonder.
Was the Macarena. And as soon as it came on, you, like, can't stop but do the dance.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
And it's in your song. It's in your head all day. It's pretty catchy.
All right. Well, now we know what I'll be doing on my way home, driving with my knee and doing the
Macarena.
Macarena.
Yes.
That's pretty much it, right?
Yep.
Dead on.
Sounds just like
What was the other poll question we had up there, Michelle? Folks can win a prize with this one, too, yeah.
Yes. So, hold on, let me pull it up real quick. It says, today is Ask a Stupid Question Day. Comment below and ask myself or Eric any question. It can be anything. Get to know us a little bit. Person with the most creative question wins $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. I have a bunch from the text line. Do we go ahead and go through some?
Yeah, I will maintain, listen, with Ask a Stupid Question Day, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Right, that is true.
Just stupid people that ask
stupid
those questions. Yes. No, just kidding.
So we have a lot from the Weaver Appliance text line.
Okay, let's fire away. Let's do this rapid fire.
Fire.
You ready? We're going to
yes.
answer. We're going to reveal some things about ourselves.
If you could do one thing without suffering the consequences, what would you do?
Wow.
Right, that's deep. I thought about this one. I think I would say,
what a great question that is.
Right. Maybe rob a bank?
Rob a bank and not suffer the consequences. Okay.
Is that a good question? I don't know. Is that a good answer? Maybe. I couldn't think of anything. That's a hard one.
Wow.
You're stumped. This is supposed to be rapid fire.
I know it is supposed to be rapid fire. Okay, give it to me again. I'm just going to say the first thing on the top of my head. Ask me one more time.
If you could do one thing without suffering the consequences, what would you do?
I'd hunt down Carrie Underwood and I'd plant one on her, like right now. Right now.
I don't think you would. There would be
just
any.
Be like, all right, see you later. Well, my wife would be mad.
Well,
and then,
yeah, she would.
Then there'd
be
restraining right. orders. I don't have time to go to court and all that.
Jeez. All right, so here's another one. This is a good one. Who eats the last cookie? You, someone from your family, or no one? It's a guilt cookie, and it just sits there and goes stale.
No, listen. No cookie shall go stale in my household. I'm eating that last cookie all day. As a matter of fact, I'm eating the last four cookies all day long.
Someone, I think in our house, I'll usually tell Chad he can eat it, but then he doesn't eat it, so it usually goes stale. Isn't that sad? Sad cookie.
Poor little cookie.
Poor little cookie. All right, here's another one. If you weren't on the radio, what would be your dream job?
Another great question. Growing up, I always wanted to be in law enforcement. Now, not so much like wearing the uniform and riding around in a patrol car. I wanted to be like an undercover op.
Yeah.
You know, like Jason Bourne or something.
Ooh.
That's
all right.
Or storm chaser.
Like a tornado? Like
yes.
Twister? The
storm chaser, yes.
Bill
I'd
Paxton?
Go out there and yes, exactly. We got a cow. Remember that? I could do that.
So growing up, I don't think I could still do that job. I wanted to be Britney Spears' backup dancer.
Oh, well.
I think I've passed
listen,
that
you, well, listen,
in
you,
my life.
You were on that path being a state champion dancer
shoot.
Yourself.
I should have never told you that. But if I had to pick my dream job, I always wanted to be on the red carpet interviewing celebrities.
There you go. You could be for Hi, Michelle yeah. Spring for E! News.
Right. Juliana Rancic, she's got the gig, man. That's like a dream for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, she's got it made.
Who inspired you to pursue a career in radio?
Huh. I'll tell you. All right. I'll answer this in an interesting way. I'll tell you, not so much. What was it? Who inspired you?
Yes.
It's not so much who.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much what inspired me. And that was the crappy job I was working at the time.
Wow.
Which I was delivering pizzas, all right, for East of Chicago. Nothing
yeah.
against East of Chicago, but I just didn't want to deliver any more pizzas, right?
Right.
So I was driving around listening to the radio one day, and I hear a commercial for the Ohio Center for Broadcasting, now known as the Ohio Media School, and within a month...
Wow, that was fast.
For real. Well, maybe not that quick. But a couple months, I was like, I'm out of here, east of Chicago, going to pursue my dream and my passion, which I just then discovered at that point in time. I was like, yeah, I'm going to try this out, see how it goes.
Turned out pretty well for you.
So what some would say, I guess.
I think you're doing just fine.
Well, thanks, Michelle Spring.
You're welcome.
What about you? You want to answer that one?
Well, I feel like I kind of just landed in this position. I went to the same school as you, but I went for TV. And when I was looking to move home, there was a job opening in news. And I thought, you know, news is kind of a passion of mine. So here I am. I'm enjoying it. It's fun. It's a little different, but I like it.
That's your life story.
That's my life story.
Somebody wants to know, Michelle, will you take more videos of Eric singing and dancing?
Oh,
post
absolutely.
Them on Facebook?
I just have to be sneaky about it. He's found out where my secret hiding spot is for my phone.
That's right.
So I've got to be tricky of where I put my phone now. Got to find a new spot.
Do you have any more?
Yeah,
there?
I do. Right. What is your greatest fear and what is at the top of your bucket list? This is from Kyle. From the Weaver Appliance text line, he texted that in.
My greatest fear, I don't really, see, I'm not afraid of, like, heights. I hate flying, but,
right.
I mean, I'll still do it. Not afraid of heights, not afraid of, like, insects or reptiles or amphibians or, I don't have arachnophobia, I'm not afraid of spiders. So I don't really know. So I'll keep it job-related. My biggest fear is... Say there's a song playing, okay? And now, to give you a peek behind the curtain, there's manual mode and there's automatic mode.
Right.
Right now, we're in manual. So, things won't be firing away. If we are an automatic, songs and sponsored, they just continue to roll and roll and roll and roll and roll. My fear is that
I'm
playing a song and then I walk away and I keep it in manual and the song ends and I'm nowhere to be found. That is my and there's just dead air.
Yeah.
So I guess, and also cussing on air. Mm. It's never ever really crossed my mind.
Right.
Like I don't even think about it. You know what I mean?
But sometimes you're afraid it might slip.
It just might slip. Because we all know, listen, I don't have the greatest vocabulary outside of the studio, okay?
I love that you're admitting that.
It's F-bombs. It's no, really and truly. And now I need to change the way that I
right.
That
well,
I
think sometimes you get a little fired up. I'm not saying just you, all of us. We have moments. Weakness. It's all right.
Right.
You're not alone.
I
would say that my greatest fear, I don't want to be like morbid or anything, but I'm like you, I'm not really like deathly afraid of anything, but I don't want to die.
I'm not ready for that.
I don't know. You didn't answer. What's the top of your bucket list? Mine is to travel over to Italy. Italy and Ireland.
One of these days I'm going to hop in an RV, hopefully one that I have purchased, like a real nice big one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to go somewhere. Just drive.
All right.
Turn on the radio. I'll probably stream Z Country online at WTUZ.com. And hop in my RV.
Just go for it.
And just hit the open road, Michelle.
Yes. That sounds like fun. I don't think it's for me, but I'd love
what,
to...
What, you want to do a little glamping? Stop at maybe a national park and...
I do love traveling. I'm not sure if I like traveling in. Although I've never really been in an RV, so I can't really say.
Get that RV a rockin'.
Don't come a knockin'.
Exactly. Leave us alone. Right. Hey, what was the first question? The one you asked about consequences.
The consequences. Yeah, it said if you could do one thing without suffering the consequences, what would you do?
That's our winner today.
That's good.
I mean, because that is really a great question.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it.
Yes.
So there
that
you
was
go.
By Chelsea Leg.
Chelsea Leg. How about that? Chelsea just won $25 to Bell Stores for your creative mind and whatever you may have been thinking about today, doing something with no consequences. Get your mind out of the gutter, Chelsea. Brooke already walked in the studio.
Oh, she's ready.
It's not time for her yet, but she's jumping the gun. Maybe she wants to answer poll questions. We'll do that with her. She'll have Z News in a moment. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
As always, thanks, texters, too. Great questions. It's Friday, and we're feeling it. Dustin Lynch, 99.9 WTUZ, Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring. Oh, and Brooke here. She got in here early.
Yeah, it seems like you guys were running a little late.
Like Michelle, she could not wait.
Actually, I feel like I'm going to have to talk really fast.
I really don't care what you do. You came in to tell us Bob Evans is here. Everybody.
Yes, it smells delicious.
It smells like we're down on the phone.
Yes.
All right, hey, bang out Z News, and we want to ask you a few of our questions.
Okay,
all
sounds right. Good. In this day in history, back in 1892, the first nighttime football game took place in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. Mansfield State Normal and Wyoming Seminary played.
Wow.
Yeah, under electric lights.
An instant classic.
To a scoreless tie.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, not a very exciting game, that one.
No more ties for the Browns, everybody.
Right.
No more.
Count it down, everybody.
Sunday, Michelle.
The Browns are winners tonight.
I'll be watching.
Sunday. If they lose, I'm not coming to work Monday.
Oh.
And I'll say, hold yourself.
I'm not coming to work.
Sorry.
1901, Ed Sullivan. He was born in New York City. Of course, he was on the Ed Sullivan Show. 1991, Miles Davis died in a California hospital. He was 65. And then in 1991 as well, Garth Brooks became the first country artist to have an album debut at number one at the album charts with Rope in the Wind.
Hmm.
Yes, and the rest is history for Garth. Holidays for today, it's National Good Neighbor Day. It's Native American Day. Ask a Stupid Question Day. Or maybe a stupid poll question. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. And National Drink Beer Day.
Thanks, Brooke.
Yeah. On TV tonight, 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days is on at 8. Last Man Standing is also on at 8. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is on at 9.
Triple D.
Live PD is on at 9. And Matthew McConaughey and Lady Antebellum will be on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. And in country news, Keith Urban, he's already got plans for New Year's Eve. He's going to be headlining Nashville's New Year's Eve live celebration for the third time in a row, ringing in 2019 at Bicentennial Capital Mall State Park.
I was going to say he's done that in Nashville for a couple years now. So
yes, so that'll be pretty cool. In other news now, is it Rihanna? It's not Rihanna, I know that. Rihanna,
I just call her.
Right?
I just call her Riri.
Riri.
I've heard it Rihanna and Rihanna.
Well,
Michelle.
I've heard it Rihanna.
Yeah. I like Rihanna, but I don't think that's right.
Oh no.
Yeah. So a lot of people have been saying it wrong for a long time.
But that's not the moral of the story.
No, it is not. She's had another stint of bad luck. Her house was burglarized for a second time.
Oh my.
This year.
Did this dude stay for hours like the last
dude? No. All right. There were three people this time. They don't know what's missing or if anything is missing.
Mm.
So,
you know, she wasn't there apparently. She was at work. See what I did there?
Good job. That was nice.
Yeah. So we'll see if anything comes out of that one. And then Gladys Knight says it's a blessing to be part of an Aretha Franklin tribute at the American Music Awards. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we knew that was coming, though.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
The Aretha tribute at all these award shows.
Oh, right.
Just wait till the Grammys, too, though. I'm sure they'll do something.
Yeah. This one's going to focus on her gospel roots, particularly on her 1972 Amazing Grace album.
It's nice that they're trying to think of the right word. Show a little, maybe respect to Aretha, right?
Uh-huh.
A little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. All right, Michelle,
yeah.
Fire these away to Brooke,
all right,
you will,
Brooke,
please.
Rapid fire.
Oh, boy.
If you could do one thing without suffering the consequences, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys ask each other this one?
Yes.
I don't remember hearing this one.
I said rob a bank.
I said I would find Carrie Underwood and plant a big old fat kiss on her.
Gosh, I don't know. See, I you should have asked me this earlier because I'm not good under fire.
No, answer the question.
I really
question,
don't know without
Brooke.
Getting
I'll go,
in
I'll
trouble.
Go to the next one.
We're
and then
circling
I'll come back.
The wagons on that one.
How about we do that?
Okay.
Okay, think about it.
All right.
Who eats the last cookie? You, someone in your family.
Kyle.
No
next
one.
Question.
It's the
next question.
Yeah, it's a tie, I'd say, between Kyle
it
and
never
I.
Stays.
I'm more of a cookie person than he is.
Okay.
So it'd be me.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Abby. Yeah, she likes it too.
If you weren't on the radio, what would be your dream job?
You know what? This might sound funny, but I really like staging.
Oh.
So I would love to be a stager. It's just there's really not a market for that around here.
Like in homes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
or a designer.
Yeah.
I guess a designer.
How's your home look
stager?
Now as you're trying to sell
gorgeous.
It? Is it staged well?
Yes.
Well, it sold in one day, so I did something right.
Right on.
Yeah.
She's pretty good. Okay, did you think about what you would do without
no.
suffering the consequences? Okay.
Brooke,
so,
you're lying.
Well, no, sorry. You have to listen to this question. So Mike Allison said in this question, and it kind of stumped all of us, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Why do you buy a 12-pack of beer or like a 12-pack of pop, but you buy a dozen eggs?
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking, you know, maybe.
Because both 12 and 12. Hey, I'm going cross street. Can you give me a dozen beers?
Yeah, this just doesn't sound right. But I mean, I don't know. Was it a farmer who came up with that?
I don't know.
The dozen thing? Maybe.
Hey, while you're at the store, give me a dozen beers and 12-pack eggs.
I wonder if, like, back in the day, they would say dozen more than packs.
Yeah.
You know, maybe back in the day. Because eggs came before pop.
Right.
Right. And it came before beer.
Sure came beer. Yeah, before beer.
All right. You didn't need to break that question down that deep. It was just something. It was just one of those things that make you go,
hmm.
Okay, listen, we got to go. Bye, gals.